easier to say than it looks. It's like, you know, like a lot of letters. Look at you, look at the camera, look at him.
They look into the camera. They want you.
Okay.
They want you.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, we're here with Fergus Urquhart, and we're going to answer some questions about Neverwinter Nights. I'm going to start off with their major questions, which are a little more complex, and then
okay, fair enough.
Slip in a few of their minor questions.
Okay.
And the first question comes from Bull and Cypher. Is Neverwinter Night 2's vault system identical to Neverwinter Night 1's? And will Neverwinter Night 2 support portaling characters between servers using a shared vault?
Pretty much when it comes to what we've done with the multiplayer and the vault system and everything, particularly when it's for the persistent worlds and stuff like that, it's very similar to the way that it's worked in the original Neverwinter Nights. So we haven't really changed it, and our goal is to really try to support as much of the persistent world stuff as possible, which is the shared vault and portaling stuff.
Now this question is from Zicada. Says, I would like to know if the file system functionality will be multi-threaded, e.g. can the binary access the file system of the host OS while still executing other parts of code, or will it have to wait until file access is complete to resume normal module execution again? Red, vault login logout lag when server vault is on a network.
I have no idea. I don't mean to laugh. I just that's such a detailed question. I'm not really sure. I can't even answer that.
No. Moving right along. Will custom content be loaded at PC creation when connected to a multiplayer module? In other words, will custom races, classes, skills, or feats be selectable at creation?
Yes, that is one thing change that we're making from Neverwinter 1 to Neverwinter 2. Yes.
That's an easy one, that's nice. Okay, what is your view on the development of larger PWs such as Alpha in terms of area numbers? Will that be possible with the existing hardware on the market today? Or will it likely become more possible with improved hardware over the years? Or does the 64-bit encryption mean we're kind of stuck? Are there any streamlining tricks you could advise us on?
Well, I think really the cap on the number of modules is because in the persistent world, all the modules have to be loaded at once. So our real restriction, at least what we believe our restriction is going to be, is just memory, so the ability to be able to have all these things loaded all at the same time. We are looking into a way to possibly shut modules, areas within a module off, sort of in essence turn them on and off dynamically depending upon where characters are going to be. But, to save memory and also save CPU stuff, CPU cycles. But we can't guarantee that. Basically, because, you know, Neverwinter 2, there's a lot, the level, there's a lot more, the graphics are, since we've done so much with the graphic engine, there's a lot more polys and there's a lot more stuff that has to be loaded with every single level. So we're trying to do what we can to make the persistent worlds be able to load as much as possible, but we don't have any real final answers yet.
Okay. Now from the information out so far, we understand that the faction reputation system from Neverwinter Nights 1 will still be in place and will be used by the combat AI.
Yep.
Then the new influence system from KOTOR 2 will be introduced as a tool for NPCs to change the reaction toward the PCs.
Yep.
For PW, this is great news. Can you elaborate on the relation between those two systems in Neverwinter Nights 2, and also whether they will be persistent, so that if a player logs off and back on again, the values for both faction reputation and influence are stored? It's imperative to know whether this system exists from day one or whether it must be created by the PW.
You know, and I'm guessing here, so you'll have to give me that. You know, as my understanding is that both faction and influence, they're not related. In other words, that they're separate things that are stored with the character. As far as I know, someone's faction and someone's influence aren't stored with the character. And because creature files or the character files are stored whenever the game is saved, I'm pretty sure that in essence the creature file that makes up a character is saved, that they're saved with the character. That is a little bit of a guess, though. I'd be kind of surprised if they wouldn't be, but there's always a chance.
Okay, thank you. That was a complicated one. Okay, now how are external ATs handled in Neverwinter Nights 2? And do we lay down transition squares, or are there full edge with links to other areas? And how are external area sizes determined in Neverwinter Nights 2? As there are no longer any tiles.
Area transitions are done similarly to the way that they were done in Neverwinter, as with transition triggers, door triggers, things like that. When it comes to the second part of the question was?
The second part of the question was how are external area sizes?
Oh, external area sizes, right. Okay, so how externally, there's no longer tiles, but the height map terrain is still split into, they're not tiles, but they have a concept of tiles, just from so we understand sizes. So you can create what is a 32 by 32 tile, and the tiles are 40 meters by 40 meters. So you can create an area that's about 1,250 meters by 1,250 meters.
Okay. I don't know if this one applies anymore, but what are the confirmed interior tile sets?
There are, I think, six interior tile sets. Interiors are tiles outside, or not tiles. There is a castle, a standard interior, a cave, a ruin, and I know I'm going to miss something. I can't list them out. I'm picturing the tool set, but I can't think of all the ones.
But there's 16.
There's six. Oh.
And.
I think I want to switch to some of the easier ones.
Because we've been taxing you a bit with the three-part questions and all that. Okay. Overfilled Cub wants to know, G-Max or Granny for custom content modeling?
Well, Granny is just an animation system. You don't actually model in Granny. So if you want to create something new, you have to be able to build something in Max. And then you'll be able to use our exporters to get it out of the mix.
Okay, and Albrin wants to know, will animal companions and familiars be closer to what the book says? Will there be an improved familiar feat?
I don't know.
Just trying to get to some of the good ones. I don't want to hold you too much.
No, no, that's cool.
Okay. Can we scribe scrolls on all levels and not just on the two or three pre-made levels as in Neverwinter Nights 1? And will we be able to craft items with different spell levels on them set by tool set versus preset?
Again, some I'm not sure about.
Okay, and J Spec Whip wants to know, will the creation of static feats be possible? AKA, can you make feats like weapon focus for new weapons?
Yeah. Basically, if you're going to be modifying things like the GDA files to create feats and stuff like that, as long as they're fairly simple and static like that, you should be able to do whatever you were able to do in Neverwinter 1.
Will there be an actual discernible difference between the vision types this time around, or will they be all the same again?
That's a good question. I'm trying to remember. We were doing some tests to see if we could make some vision types look different. Like in the original Baldur's Gate, we kind of played this game of, like, if it was dark and you would choose an elf, and things would kind of, like, be a little ultra vision thing. I want to say in the end I'm not sure. I'm not sure in the end what we decided to do, to be honest.
And are there any Forgotten Realms specific spells or feats? And if so, approximately how many?
I'm not sure about the spells. I know that we put a lot of the Forgotten Realms initial feats, so like Snake Blooded and stuff like that, which are like the feats that you get when you first start your character therein.
And are Archmage or Shadow Adept NSPRCs, and are Ganassi in a subraces?
Ganassi are not in a subraces, and I'm not sure about the stage bus.
And have you heard the news about the creator of The Sims making a game more similar, well, execution to Neverwinter Nights? And if so, what do you think of it?
What's it called? It's called, I don't want to say Pro, or it's, Well, I mean, he's making a game that's all about how people interact with their world and change their world and that kind of stuff. I think a lot of his thing is a lot more about like growth, like how if I throw in these these things to change what's going on, then that's what happens. You know, like, well, what happens? And then he'll then get a tail. He'll get a whatever. You know, in Neverwinter, the tool set is much more. There's sort of two things that the tool set does. It's more about telling a story. But it's also about creating like a world for people to interact, rather than sort of you just interacting with the world, which is more about, I think, what Will is working on.
And I saw on your site the link to the college that was basically using your game as an educational tool.
Right.
Have you found any other instances of that? And what do you think about it?
Well, I think it's I think it says a lot about the tool set that people can kind of take in and do all these different things with it. And if I really think about it, it really is this sort of like world generator, like this thing in which people can really create this world and then put people in and put things in and put activities in it, and they can make things react in all different sort of ways. And I think that's what makes it possible for people to do this thing. I know there was an architect who was talking to me about how he, not only does he do fly-throughs of buildings, but he kind of like populates the building and have people like do stuff in the building and react when people are kind of walking through the building and things like that. So it's interesting that people kind of have taken it, you know, and as it's gotten kind of more and more known and done with all these new things with it.
Are there any plans to develop any games with any more futuristic themes?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think a lot about, like, what could we do with Neverwinter? You know, like, it doesn't need to just be fantasy. I mean, we could replace all the art and do this and do that with it. We don't have anything specific plans, but it's sort of like a pet idea of mine. Like we could do the Western pack. We could do the sci-fi pack. We could do the, you know, the zombie horror pack, you know. I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool to do that. You know, it's to try to get an understanding of, like, while I find it interesting, would there be enough people who else would find it interesting to make it worthwhile doing?
All right, thank you for your time.
Oh, sure, not a problem.